Love that.
All right, Supercross Extra. Beto Naran is here. Now, Beto, you're going to do the afternoon show with Cap. Did you work as the number one chair yesterday?
No, Michael was number one. We were just kind of hanging out.
Well, Michael only stayed for an hour. I wonder how much
3 hours. No.
Okay. He stayed the whole show.
Wow. He had nowhere else to go.
Well, until he got exhausted.
Did his visa's flight get delayed?
No, it was 8 o'clock, and we told Michael, hey, you also got to wait for them to get through customs.
Right.
You can't go anywhere. And he looked at the traffic, so he stayed at least 2.5 hours. It was great. He was just telling stories.
Yeah.
About how Clay want him to, or Trace doesn't want him to wear his jersey at Dodger.
Yeah, he's the best.
He was awesome. It was story time with Theo Michael.
He also told a great story about being a 13-year-old kid and meeting Muhammad Ali in New York City.
Did he send you the picture?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, the picture's unbelievable. I've tweeted that out a couple of times. It's a picture of Michael. 13-year-old Michael Thompson meeting Muhammad Ali in a hotel.
Yeah.
And the story that he tells about how Muhammad Ali walks up to his family, and this is Michael's words, he says, Muhammad Ali comes up to my family and says, hey, you guys are black. Like he said, he goes,
he was a fancy hotel.
Right. And he said that Muhammad Ali was attracted to them because he's like, we don't see black folks in hotels like these. And so it made this incredible impression on Michael, and the way he told the story yesterday was awesome. So, yeah, we had a lot of story time with Michael yesterday.
Also going to see Bob Marley, you know, just in Portland, him and the rest of the Blazers going to see Bob Marley. So we started doing a lot of, did you ever meet him? Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson was here. You know, this is and that. It's like he's just, you know, Michael's awesome.
All right, so I'm going to send you guys another picture of Michael when he was young.
Oh,
and the buff one?
I want you. No. That one he carries with him all the time.
His wallet.
All right, so I'm going to.
It's his screen share. Yeah, like on his phone.
So I just sent it to you guys. Tell me how many people you can identify in that picture. That is the University of Minnesota 1977 starting five.
All right, there's Michael, Kevin McHale.
Right.
And I'm done.
Nope. You
know, Duffy in that?
No. You know who number 14 is, too, Beto?
No.
Flip Saunders.
Yep.
Who was it?
Flip Saunders.
I didn't get the picture.
I sent it to you.
Well, South County got different service.
Yeah.
Down in the southern part of the county. It's exactly right.
Flip Saunders was his teammate, huh?
Yeah,
was the point guard on that team. And then McHale and Michael were the big men. And back then, you had to win the Big Ten to go to the tournament.
How much do those guys get paid to go to Minnesota?
Well, especially Michael. He was in the Bahamas.
Are you sure one of them's not Bill Duffy? I feel like Bill Duffy.
No. The other one is Ray Williams is the guy in the middle who played for the Knicks. And Osborne Lockhart is the guy.
Oh, that's what I was
going to
say. Osborne Lockhart. Yes. I knew that face. Yes. Osborne.
Yeah. Michael has lived a super interesting life. Like, people will walk up to him and just go, Michael Thompson. He'll go, that guy knows my name.
Yeah.
Like it's he tells great stories.
Yeah, he was awesome. Like
Showtime Lakers, and he remembers everything that happened. Like one of the few guys that was sober.
Speaking of Showtime Lakers, are you guys excited about the Legacy show coming out?
I want to ask you about that. Yeah, tell me about this, Ramona. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is that show a Laker reaction to Winning Time, or was that already in pre-production? Okay, tell me the story here.
So I will have a story about this in much more detail in a week or two whenever I get to it, okay? But I followed this whenever I get to it. No, the truth is, like, I'm just a mom coming back from maternity leave. It's like, let's see when I get to it.
We're going
to
give you a break.
It's going to run for like 8 weeks, so it'll come out during that, okay? Mm-hmm. But this has been, the Lakers were actually way ahead of Winning Time. They've been developing this show since Dr. Buss passed away. This was Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis really wanted to do a show about the history of the Lakers after Dr. Buss passed away. This was part of one of the ways she wanted to honor her father. Okay. And so it started off as a show about Dr. Buss, and it just turned into a 10-part series about the history of the Lakers. And they were developing this. So he passed away in 2013. They were developing this mostly for 10 years. Winning Time, the book that it's based on, didn't even come out until, I think, 5 years ago or something. Showtime, right? And so that it had been at a couple of different networks, and then it switched to Hulu towards the end here. And it actually it's one of those things. You're a little bit ahead of your time. Like, you have something that's a really good idea that eventually is going to be sold right away and everybody's going to like it. They were a little ahead of their time. So right now there's a lot of sports shows coming out. Right? Like, there's My Sterling Affairs, there's The Winning Time, there's...
I like how you start with yours.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Well, is that what is it called? Your piece?
The Sterling Affairs, the one I did.
When you said My Sterling Affairs, I actually didn't know if that's what the name of the title was, or you meant mine, like me,
it's
Ramona.
It's gonna have a different title than Sterling Affairs, also.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That wasn't up to me, but you know, once the network gets, let them say whatever.
That's true.
I get told things.
You just get that check, girl.
Can I ask a question about that? And seriously, people would want to know this, and I'm not going to try and get too deep into your business, but. So you produced that 30 for 30 series on behalf of ESPN.
Yeah.
So is that they own that, right? You don't own it, or how's that work?
Well, it's kind of like you wouldn't want to make this show without me as a executive producer, because in addition to all the like interviews and things like that, you get to call me and ask like, hey, what was going on? Mm-hmm. Introductions to a lot of people. There's a lot of like it's like I'm very nicely.
You're the one.
I'm a consultant, but they give me a nice title.
Okay,
nice
so you
titled
get,
consultant.
And I'm just curious, and I'm sure other people would be as well. So, like, does ESPN, do they say, yeah, that's great, Ramona,
well,
do that?
It's good for our podcast,
because
good
Ramona's
for our network.
The one that knows everything.
Yeah, well, also,
they need
FX is owned by Disney.
Oh, there we go.
ESPN.
Okay, got
so
it.
So it's kept in the family.
It's all in the family.
Synergy
yeah.
there.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was actually part of the whole thing.
Multi-platform.
I said to them, I think that.
Did you get a fat check or not?
I mean, that's where I'm going, Beto. Yes, that's where I'm going.
I will tell you off air. Yes, I'm.
Are you in a new tax bracket?
No, not from this. For, not from this.
No,
would people
answer,
be like
the
impressed?
The proper answer to that question, Beto, would be not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. There you go. That's right.
Would people hear the dollar figure?
Bergman's call.
They hear what?
Would people hear the dollar figure and go, "Oh, damn"? Or would they go, "Oh, I'm surprised"? That's all. I mean, how would you describe it based on what you know?
This is a super great conversation for me to have on.
It's okay. Nobody's
sorry, man. You don't have to answer. But it's just what's fascinating.
Baby Berg is going to Harvard Westlake.
For something like this. Yeah, right? Will I buy a new car? Probably.
I'll bail you out, too. I want to know what happened earlier today because I missed this part of the conversation. I'll bail you out. Somebody tell me what happened with toilet paper earlier today.
I know, I'm going there. Okay,
oh,
so.
Man, I hate this car.
You know what? I got more than enough to buy a bidet.
I got a bunch of
How's that? How's that?
What did you guys do that my Twitter is like blown up that John Ireland is Mr. One Ply? What is going on?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
That's what
all
I need
to
know.
All these tweets are coming at me. Ask John about One Ply, and I'm scared.
Yeah, I didn't know that. One ply versus two ply was a thing.
Oh, it's a big thing.
What do you mean not a thing?
It's a huge thing.
So if I have a roll of one ply toilet paper, like really thin toilet paper, I just take 10 sheets and wad it up and turn it into two ply. All right. Why wouldn't I do that?
I mean.
Okay.
Right. What is the big issue?
No big issue. So that was the conversation, like, hey, one ply versus
Although,
two ply.
Ramona then
we
stepped it up. It's because of Von Miller.
Oh yeah. Von Miller.
Now we stepped it up and Ramona starts telling me, hey, you gotta get a bidet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And do you have a bidet?
No, I don't have one, but I went to France a couple years ago. Oh,
so here's
Let me change
Momo.
Your life. Let me change your life.
Ramona.
When you go to Japan, that's next level bidets.
Okay, so here's a tweet from one of our listeners. Life has never been the same.
Yes.
Installed this when I bought my house in Thousand Oaks a couple of years ago. Rivals the massage chair as the greatest purchase I've ever made.
John.
All right.
This from Mason's not stepdad, Leo, who lives with Donna, Mason's mom.
Yeah.
Ramona is right. The toilet seat bidet is wonderful. I had two in my last house and will be installing them in the new one. When I lived in Manhattan Beach, we had a towel warmer installed, and it always felt great. Thank you, Leo.
Wow.
Thanks, Leo.
So as far as bidets, you know, my father was here visiting me. This is not long ago, and he's like, yo, you need a bidet. I'm like, well, I don't really want to go get a whole new toilet.
Did he actually say yo? Because that makes it even funnier.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like that, you know? At least that's the way I recall it. And so he tells me I need to get a bidet, and I'm like, well, you know, Dad, I don't need to buy a whole new toilet. And he's like, no. He goes, you can buy it on Amazon, $30. Or the way he said it, $30.
$30. Okay. Your dad's cheap.
Yeah, and he's cheap. So he went on Amazon, he ordered this bidet, he installed it in my bathroom, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, no. Listen. Do you want me to? How far down into toilet talk are we going to go? How much do you really want to know?
There is no limit.
I'm like,
he's a one ply guy.
Yeah, if we're talking
I'm
about
that, John Ireland buys toilet paper.
Listen,
don't you have people
I don't.
Listen, if you want to talk bidets, the conversation begins and ends with the Toto.
Oh, right? The Toto, amazing.
It begins and ends with the Toto. Yep. Not only is this a bidet that has the water that comes out, you can control the temperature of the water that comes out. Do you like it cold or warm?
What am I looking at here, roughly?
What are we talking about? Yeah.
300.
That's it?
$300.
For this sort of luxury in your life, John Ireland, this is nothing.
And the toilet seat is warm.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice.
And you can control how warm it is.
I am all over this.
Yes, right. I sent you the link, okay?
Momo, you know the worst part of this?
You have them all over your house.
I will, after this conversation.
Okay, but Momo, my girlfriend has one in her master bathroom, right?
Does she have a Toto?
She does.
Yeah,
now,
it's classy.
I rarely use the master bedroom bathroom. I always go to a secondary bathroom in the house.
I know, because you don't want to stink up the room.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But before bed, I will Toto whether I need it or I don't need it.
Yeah.
I could have just come out of the shower and don't need the Toto. I will Toto.
Okay, listen. The Toto has a remote control.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It's like
on
it's
the
like
wall?
It's like change it. Yeah, you and I mount it on the wall so that you don't lose it or something. You just mount it, and so you control how warm the seat is. Do you want it like a little warm, very warm,
I want sauna warm.
Right. Okay.
Heat that sucker up.
And it also has like you can control how strong the water comes out. Do you want it like?
I want the shower head that they use to clean the elephants.
Got it.
I want that.
Kramer got you.
Yeah,
Kramer got it from the Russians. Yeah.
Right, like
then,
a fireman is showing up.
Right, I want that full power hose.
Say,
right,
then you have to say, okay, did you go number one or number two? It has like
doesn't
button.
Matter. I use
one
it every time
or
anyway.
Two.
Well, they've also got the front door or the back door.
Yeah, the front door. Then they also have the blow dryer.
Right.
I want. By the way, can I get all the above? I want to clean the front, the back, and use the blow dryer.
So how many games are Raiders going to win this year?
It's true, Ramon. It's like a massage chair that you get
don't
at Brookstone.
It's
amazing.
It.
Okay.
So, Beto?
Look at Massachusetts advanced to Little League World Series.
Don't get uncomfortable. Listen, I'm on a mission to make people not uncomfortable talking about bidets.
I am not uncomfortable. Great. I'm
not
all in on this.
So much happier
I could do an hour on bidets.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So will you guys keep one eye on the Field of Dreams game tonight, or do you not care?
I will. Don't care that much, but it's going to be on.
Right.
I mean, it's probably going to be the first and only time I watch the Reds this year.
Yeah. When they played the Dodgers, you watched.
Who's televising it?
Fox. Joe Davis is doing it.
You know what? Here's how bad this 8, is.
8,000 people can go. Those tickets are expensive.
I will be watching, and this is embarrassing. I'm going to admit this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
New York Giants, New England Patriots, first quarter,
right, Cap,
14 to go.
Cap, I'm glad you brought this up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I the only one who feels like the NFL is perpetuating a fraud upon the American public?
I agree with you.
Daniel Jones and Mac Jones, not related, are not going to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them. They're going to charge full ticket prices to the fans.
Yep.
And we're going to see a bunch of guys who aren't even going to be on the Giants and the Patriots when the season starts. Now, Cap, I'm like you. I will watch it just because it's football and it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what are we doing here?
No, it's ridiculous.
They're going to cancel these preseason games at some point, don't they?
There needs to be one preseason game.
I agree.
Well, the Rams don't have their guys play at all, right?
Zero.
A few. Like, sometimes they'll have, like, the position
battles.
Last
year, I thought none of the starting 22 played in the preseason.
I woke up to this in our group chat. What will have higher ratings? Field of Dreams game? Or tonight's football game.
Football. Tonight's football.
Oh, the answer, Beto, the answer to this is always football.
Yeah, but wait a second. The football game is on NFL Network, and the baseball game is on Big Fox, right?
Yeah.
Who's the Reds playing tonight, Cap?
Cubs.
Yeah, Cap
did it. Did you know that? Cubs.
I didn't know until right now.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. Football is the 800-pound gorilla. Yeah. You can have a game between, I'm not making this up, the Jags and the Jets, and you can put it up against Game 7 of the World Series, and the football game will get better ratings. That's how it's always been. Of last year, the top 50 sporting events televised in this country, 47 of them were NFL football games.
Yeah.
And then one of the other three that wasn't was the college football national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So I it's
and what
one
was
those,
the other two? Like Love Island?
No, Masters and I want to say
Below Deck.
There was one other thing like Kentucky. Hey,
do not
mock.
I love
Below
that
Deck.
Show. Below Deck Zero? Whatever it's called.
Well, Below Deck Zero is no comparison to the Real Housewives of Dubai, Beto. You got to get into
it. Oh, really? Real Housewives of Dubai?
Oh, yeah. And they are just, these girls are all super hot. They're loaded with money. Bergman needs to date half that cast.
What channel is that on?
All these shows are on Bravo, Cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bravo is you.
It's a beautiful network.
Yeah, ask Rachel. She's I guarantee you she watches Bravo. All women watch
Rachel's
Bravo.
Rachel's pretty highbrow. She's not watching this.
She don't watch anything. That's kind of the issue. We don't watch anything.
Yeah, she watches Cap's phone.
I no longer record anything on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox except sports.
Yeah.
Well, because you can also get it on the DVR. The on-demand.
Yeah, but I don't even go back and do that. It's just, that's one of those deals. All right, so you guys got a lot to talk about.
We
and
do?
Well, you'll be up.
Yeah, really?
You'll be
up.
Where's Michael at?
No, you'll be up head-to-head against the Field of Dreams game and against the Giants.
And the League World Series.
And the Patriots. All right, Beto and Cap coming up next. Momo and I back tomorrow, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ding, da-da-ding, you can do it, Beto. Bing, ba-da-boom, ba-ding, tick-tick-a-bum, bing-a-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
My mic, are we up? Okay. 4:15, look at this, Cappy, you wanted it? We gave it to you, a little taste of LIT on a Thursday.
Oh, my God, I love hashtag
I've been seeing,
lit.
I've been seeing your tweets. You missed me, apparently, this week.
Dude, I miss you, I love you. I'm desperate to be with you.
Likewise, I should say. The great Beto Duran is in for Sedano. It is a live imaging Thursday, at least for a few minutes. I don't know how long I'm going to give you.
Ramona's the best.
She is. Momo is the best.
Yeah.
Well, I said to my son, how do you know so much? And he says, because I ate a lot of fish sticks.
There it is. Proud mother.
Cappy, you like fish sticks, right?
Sure, I'll eat fish sticks all day long.
I know you will. Let's begin. Well, you know.
Yeah,
come on, Beto.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't know what's going on here.
Bing. The last time we all did an LIT, we ended up at a taco tour that night.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing my Padre colors just for Cap, and he's not here.
Well, he's here. He's just physically here.
Right, I'm here. I'm just in South L.A.
Yeah. I guess this means you can't drive me home tonight?
Oh, I got you, bro.
No, I'm driving Sexy Classy tonight.
Sexy Classy. How's it going?
The Sexy Classy vehicle's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Cadillac?
No, the Benz.
Oh, wait. Beto, you haven't heard about this?
No.
So Chris's non-girlfriend, Lisa, who is an angel.
I'm already out of it. Nope. I'm out.
Who originally, Rachel and him, wanted to be the one in the picture with her hand on his butt.
Right.
She was originally the target at the Mandy's. They were targeting her. Oh, it was like the Dateline special. Even Laura tipped me off. He's like, you see how they're looking at her? I was like, I know.
Yeah, I'm out of this story. Next.
Yeah, so what happened is, so Chris's not girlfriend. Went to New York for how long, Chris?
Three months.
She left her car, a nice Mercedes that Chris likes to drive.
Black.
She left her car, and he's driving it, but the license plate reads Sexy Classy. Now, Beto, would you drive a car that says Sexy Classy on the back?
I wouldn't drive that car. I would tell her to take your car home.
Well, no, she rented out her home for the 3 months, so she needed a person to watch the car, and I volunteered.
You watch the car.
Drive the car. Watch it.
No,
put it in my driveway.
I'm not driving that car.
I wax it.
Is it just because of the Sexy Classy license plate?
No,
because
it's not my car.
It's my car for the next
so
3 months.
So is it your girlfriend, yes or no?
No.
Then no. Then you get that out of here.
Like Biz Markie once said.
I'm not involved.
She's just a friend.
Oh, jeez.
Later done by Mario.
Oh, jeez.
2002.
Nah, this thing, you just love all that. You just love that stress, don't you?
What stress? How's there any stress?
So she's coming back and said, oh, Christopher, where's my car?
And then I'll give it back to her.
And then?
And then I'll say, let me know next time you need somebody to watch the car.
And then tell her Cap and Rachel want to go out with you.
Well, exactly. It wasn't me I love her, but I didn't invite her to the Mandy's. Keyshawn was my date for the Mandy's. It was Rachel that mentioned it to her when we were all in San Diego pressing the flesh many months before.
This is way too
Because they were targeting her.
We were targeting her. We didn't start targeting her until the Mandy's.
Whoa. What is going on here?
Playgrounds. I told you guys. Playgrounds.
Yep. 5 minutes into the show, there's targeting.
Well, that's what happens on an LIT.
Right. Hashtag lit.
You better be careful, Beto. You bring. I know you get down.
Oh, man.
You bring some of those, lady friends of yours around them. Rachel's going to be, she's going to be sliding in their DMs.
I don't even know what Rachel looks like.
You didn't meet Rachel the day of the Mandy's, did you?
Yeah, real quick, but I don't know.
Yeah, very briefly. Yeah. Well, look on my Instagram, dude.
No, I don't follow you.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Here's the amazing thing about Beto. Laura, does Beto follow you?
No.
So he doesn't follow me.
Really?
But then he'll slide in my DMs and comment on a post. And I'll be like, so is he just searching me?
No, because usually your post gets resent to me or something like that. I don't know.
By whom?
Because you probably tag me or there's something involved with your post. Yeah, but I like you. It's just you don't post enough for me to follow you.
Really? I post a lot. No, do you I not post a lot?
Your story you
I'm
do.
I'm not like Laura posted 15 selfies a day.
Your story you do, but your actual feed you don't. Yeah.
What do you mean you're not like Laura? Because Laura was up late last night.
Laura makes it pop.
Okay, well, last night, late night with Laura on Instagram, her Instagram Live. Laura, how long did last night's show go?
Well, I started it late, so there's that, an hour and a half.
I mean, this thing was going on. Every time I went onto Instagram, I was like, Laura's live. I'm like, all right, let me check in and see what's going on.
One time I went in there, and like I got attacked in the comments, like, oh, Morales is here. Don't talk.
Yeah, people were like, don't say anything.
Yeah. So that's why I don't go on Laura's live.
You should.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. I was
really close to jumping into your live last night.
You should have done it.
Because it was me and my three daughters, and we were all sitting around, and we were all just kind of hanging out. And I was like, oh, she'll love this.
You should have done it.
If I just bust in on the live, and then here's my three girls. I'm just sitting around 10 o'clock at night hanging out.
Yeah. Ready to send my daughters to college. Let's just jump in on Laura's Instagram live right now.
Let's do
quality
it.
Father-daughter time right there.
That was quality father-daughter time. It really was. I was like, everybody, hey, let's watch Laura.
Yeah. I'm not going to see you for another 5 months, but let's watch Laura.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Yeah.
Big time. Big time. So, Chris, you got sexy classy. You're enjoying driving the vehicle?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay?
Yeah. It's a car.
I thought you really liked it because it's a Benz.
I believe our boss, the great Amanda Brown, wants to chime in. I don't know about what. Maybe the targeting by Rachel and you. Maybe about.
Maybe about what?
Oh. She's just in the studio.
Oh, she doesn't want to actually talk?
I don't know.
The great Amanda Brown does not want to talk?
Yes, I thought she was. Laura said it in my ear. Like,
I was
Amanda
like, she's
was
here. Oh. I figured she wanted to talk.
Corporate Greg.
Well, you guys talk about sports or something for a few minutes.
Corporate Greg.
I got to go write a few emails.
Why do you sound like Siri?
I don't know, because I love it when Amanda says that, like during Bobcat. Corporate Greg. You guys don't hear that?
No, I put it together.
I know you did. I hear it like that. Corporate Greg.
I love how Beto pretends he doesn't hear it. He listens to the radio station.
Non-stop.
I do, but I don't get why this is such a
Amanda,
big fascination.
Amanda, do a live one real quick.
Come on, Amanda, please.
I don't feel like I can do it as well.
Just try Corporate it. Greg.
This is a lot of pressure. Corporate Greg.
Yeah, it's perfect. Hey, yeah.
She does the C's very sharp.
Corporate Greg. I like the way you do it. Cracks me the hell up.
Hey, I will say this. This is the best start to your show you've had all week.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Thank you, please.
It's not a cap on Thursday.
Help.
I'll be back. I might stay a little bit longer.
Bring the computer in here, bro. You let me. Come on.
I'll be back.
Come on, man.
Help us, please.
I already drank with old people today, man. I'm ready to go.
Wait, you already what?
I already drank with some old folks today, man.
Who'd you drink with today?
My boys, Gene and Ed. I met them playing golf this morning. Had a great time.
Really? What'd you drink?
Well, it was sizzling, man. I played Chester Washington this morning. My buddy Ron Pompope, he's a caddy out in town. He's like, hey, I have the morning off. You want to play? So we teed off at Chester Washington at 7:44, he and I. And you know when you know, it's a muni right there off the 105 right there by Southwest College, Hawthorne area.
Okay.
And you know when you get two guys that you don't know who they are and they're older, and they're older Caucasian folks, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, we're expecting, you know, crabby probably. Nah, they were cool, man. They were super cool. Gene and Ed, Ron shows up. As he said, his motto is, I have 18 beers because there's 18 holes to play. Bud Lights in the morning, cracking them. And he's like the Mexican guy from Animal House. Great dude. Went after it. And we had a good time with them. And then by the fifth or sixth hole, these guys are just cracking up. They're having a good time. They're telling their jokes, too. And it was back and forth. And, you know, it was fun. It's on my Instagram story if you want to see the outing I had with those two guys. And it was cool because this is why I like playing golf, because you run into different people, different characters. And it goes back to the adage of just be cool, have fun, don't take yourself serious. Oh, man, we had great friends after this, man. They're like, we want to play with you guys again. Sure, no problem, you know. And then Ron shot a 75, and the guy's like, man, that's pretty impressive that he shot my age.
That's great. Hey, how many beers of the 18 did he drink?
16. I had two.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He had 16 beers playing 18 holes?
Yes, four-hour round.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he's a beast, man.
That's impressive.
You'll see him. He's a big dude. He gets
out. Dude, that's a beer every 15 minutes.
Yeah, he was cracking them, yeah.
16 beers in 4 hours is one beer every 15 minutes. Four beers an hour, one beer every 15 minutes. That's impressive, Beto.
Yeah, I was impressed, too. I only had two. Because on the 17th hole, I went to go get another one. He's like, oh, I only got one left. Like, damn. And I was walking because, you know, I'm getting ready for the half marathon with you. So I walked the course today.
All right, let's start off with that, if you don't mind, everybody. Hey, listen, so we yesterday at the end of the show, I mean, this is like the very end of the show, all of a sudden Beto goes, oh, man, I'm getting this message from my boy Dan Cruz. And once you said the name Dan Cruz, I'm like, yo, I know Dan Cruz. I've known that guy forever.
And, PR guy extraordinaire.
Right, and right away, you went from 0 to 60 in a millisecond that you're immediately running the Long Beach Half Marathon. Is that right?
That's the plan. I decided yesterday.
But, like, on the spot, it sounded like you decided.
Yeah, I wanted to see how I felt after running this morning, yeah.
Oh, so you went out for a run this morning?
No, yesterday. Well, I'll talk about yesterday.
Okay, yesterday morning. How far did you run yesterday?
Only 2, but I survived.
Okay, 2 miles.
Yeah.
And then after 2 miles, you were then dedicated and committed to the Long Beach Half Marathon.
I wanted to see how I felt during the show, see how tired I got.
Okay, how tired did you get?
Oh, I was pretty tired. But, I mean, why not do it? Why not? We got nothing else to do. And also, I'm like you, Cap. You know, I don't like the way I feel. Body's big right now. Put on too many pounds. You know, I had a great summer. It was a fun summer of fun. You know, and, you know, I got to lose some of this weight, man.
Me too, man.
And so if I'm the guy that if I don't have a goal, I'm just going to eat ice cream and drink beer no matter what.
Same.
So I got to tell myself I got to do something here.
Right.
So I gave myself a goal. So we're going to do the Long Beach Half Marathon October 9th, I think.
Is that a Saturday or a Sunday?
Sunday? It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
Probably 7, 8 in the morning. One of those.
I know. I got something going on that Sunday. But
all right,
I do,
well, cool. Even if you don't do it, Cap, train for it.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, go run your half marathon.
Okay, what's your training? Let me hear what your training is going to be.
Run.
Okay, so you did 2 miles the other day. What's next?
I don't know. Just do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to follow a plan or anything like that. I'm going to get up and run every day. Do something.
Okay, now, Lindsay Baseball, Double H, as she's affectionately known, she jumped right in yesterday immediately. I'm in.
Yeah, she says she's
in.
Yeah, I'm not going to go follow how he's
because I've been wanting to do one.
How come every time I say I want to do one, you don't say I'm in?
Because we're doing it for free.
And you also never do it, Cap. Like, you say
that's not
a lot,
true.
Do a lot of things.
Yeah, but come
that's
on.
That's very
true. There was that one morning where I said I was going to do that 10K race, and I did that thing, no problem.
Easy work, man. You're an athlete.
No Let's problem. Go. Come on, Lindsay Baseball. So you're in on a half marathon, Lindsay Baseball.
Yeah, we got
You've
2 months.
Never committed to doing a half marathon, first of all. And second of all, that's something where, like, I could see you being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then you would just be like, oh, no, I had something else to do.
Hey,
like,
I got some messages from the community. People in the community sending me messages saying, hey, what's up? Can I do it with you guys? So this could be something that, you know, we can help motivate people. And there's also a 10K or a 5K, whatever. You don't have to do the full half.
No, but I think having a Sedano and Cap half marathoning team where we're all wearing the Sedano and Cap Wyoming T-shirts.
Now you're getting too complicated, man.
Why, man?
Because you are. Because then it's like, what size are you? What are this? What are that? No, just show up and run.
That's really? It.
Yeah.
I kind of like the whole idea of the community and the camaraderie and the representation. I kind of like that.
All right, well, then do it. Then you lead the way.
Okay, but you, on the other hand, you're just showing up and running.
Yes. I'm not going to follow the Hal Higdon training regimen or anything like that. It's like, okay, today I'm going to go run. Today, I'm going to get on the bike. Today, I'm going to get on the elliptical. And then when I go October 9th, I'm going to run. What's my time? Who cares? I might even have a beer on the course if there's somebody handing them out in Belmont.
You know what you should do?
What?
There's 13 miles. You should have 13 beers.
Nah, I want to get done, too. Yeah. And I'm not that big of a chugger like my boy Ron.
Yeah, Ron was chugging them today, huh?
That's what he does every time. Every time
really,
I play
he
with
chugs
him.
The beer the whole time. He doesn't like casually drink it, tees off,
he's
takes a
chugger,
sip,
man.
Gets
I'm
to a second shot, takes another sip.
Look at my Instagram, and this guy looks like he's a chugger. The way he talks, oh my God. He's the guy from Animal House, man. He's awesome.
All right, so you're in on October 9th. It's a Sunday for the Long Beach Half Marathon.
Yeah, and even if you can't do it October 9th, Cap, run the 13 miles on Friday. Run them on Saturday. Wherever you may be, run your own half marathon somewhere.
Okay, I like that. And Lindsay Baseball, Double H, you say you're in for this. Is that right?
Yep, 100%.
And have you started training?
I did this morning.
What'd
you do?
Well, I did some like light jogging, but I wasn't feeling very good today. So,
yeah.
I'm going to like get in on it like Monday.
Okay, Monday.
Nah, don't sound like Cap. Do it tomorrow.
All right.
Because I'm supposed to go to Disneyland on Saturday. That's why I'm not going to do. You know,
let me ask.
That's
going to
be that's like a half marathon in itself.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Does everybody here have an account called on an app called Strava? You guys ever hear Strava?
No, I don't do that.
No.
No. I don't want to know what you're doing with your.
Yeah, I want to know what you're doing. I want you to know what I'm doing. I want to stay committed to you. I want you to be committed to me.
I'll just tell you. How about you just do what you want to do?
No,
don't worry about what I'm doing.
I want to be committed to
something. Just post it on Twitter, Cappy. We'll look at it.
Oh, post it on Twitter? Okay. Yeah. All right. Everybody should do that then.
No,
you should post your workout.
You put that out.
Why? Why shouldn't everybody else post their workouts?
Because everybody doesn't want to. Just
Cap, here's the workout. Hey, did you run today? Yeah. Cool. Did you run today? No. Okay, cool. Just go do it.
Nah, that's not the way I do it.
Accountability.
Who are you competing with?
I'm not competing.
You're competing with the man in the mirror. That's what you got. The
I'm
man in the
starting
mirror.
Starting with the man.
Yes,
in
you picked
the
up
mirror.
On it.
Yeah, I'm asking him to change his ways.
Yeah, we're asking you to change your ways. No more gordito. Let's go.
No, what are we gonna do about our taco tours then?
You know how much better the tacos taste after you've run, bro. You've earned them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, make that change. I got to make that change. I got to lose that weight.
Or
you know, this
you
might not be a bad thing for me.
Even
September,
if you don't lose the weight, at least we're...
No. We're you know, you may be onto something here. Because remember I said I start my lifestyle change on September 6th. I could end my lifestyle change on October 9th when I'm done with this half marathon.
You're going to end?
Huh? Mm. What's going on here?
I don't know. I might do this with you. I might do this. All right, stick around. We are just getting rolling. We are officially underway. And Lindsay Baseball is trying to convince this entire show that we got to go to Vegas. Why? Let's get there. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Thursday. Nice. On this day, back in 1998.
I like this song.
You do?
Yeah. Kiss Me. This is from the movie Never Been Kissed, right? Freddie Prinze was in it.
Stop that.
Whoa,
what was
She's
that?
She's All That.
She's All That, yeah. Yeah, Freddie Prinze was in it.
I love that movie.
Oh, okay.
Sixpence, None the Richer released this on this day back in 1998.
All right.
When Sedano, when Cappy and Rachel, Rachel, I haven't done that in a while.
I know.
When they decide to target somebody, that's what she says. Just kiss me. It's okay.
Well, you know, Chris Morales, there's been a lot of discussion this week about the picture of the woman.
Swing.
The picture of the woman with the tight butt.
I don't know.
Where she's grabbing my butt.
Yeah, she was grabbing your butt.
Right.
You can see that at Scott Kaplan on Instagram. I think ESPN LA retweeted it, too.
They did.
It's a slow sports week. What do we got? They're playing at the Field of Dreams again. I mean, what do we got?
We got Little League right now. Oregon and Washington going at it.
Top of the second.
Football. Woo!
As we used to say in the stringer business, we are there. Top of the second. Oregon, Washington.
We are there. Oh, inside radio today, baby.
I like it. Okay, so listen to this. So Lindsay Beto has been trying to get us to go to Vegas for a long time. Like everything that comes up, she's like, we got to go to Vegas for that.
Absolutely.
We got to go to Vegas for that.
Yes, we should.
I'm trying to remember what the last thing was that she wanted us to go. Oh, it was Summer League.
Yes.
She wanted us to go to Summer League.
Beto is very pro-Vegas for what it's worth.
Any chance you can, let's go.
Okay. So Lindsay, why don't you put the sell on Beto as to your next great plan?
You don't have
plan.
To sell. Yes.
Well, I sent it along to Sam Pines, too. After I sent it to you guys in the group chat, I got from MGM. You know, they always send me, like, ticket offers for, like, concerts and rooms and stuff like that in Vegas. And so I got an offer yesterday from MGM that was like, oh, Lakers preseason in Vegas, October 5th and 6th. So I was like, we definitely need to go to Vegas for this as a show.
Okay.
It's Absolutely. A great idea, right?
Absolutely.
Now, Beto, hold on. I just want to tell you
I'm not involved.
Thing.
I don't work in the fall.
I just want to tell you one thing, though.
Now what?
The half marathon is on Sunday, October 9th, right?
Okay.
Okay, this is October 5th and 6th. This is cutting right into your tapering.
We're not tapering.
So
we're
what?
Not, yeah. We're not taking this serious, man. Just show up and run the damn 13.1. What is it? And even better, Cap, Thursday, 2 days of getting loaded in Vegas, those are good carbs. You can work them off.
Okay, all right. So, Lindsay, you want the show to go to Vegas October 5th and 6th. To see the Lakers play preseason basketball.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good excuse to go. We've been talking about going as a show for a while. I feel like I personally, since I do go to Vegas a decent amount, have some really good ideas for hashtag content, like Cappy tours, you know. But, I mean, it's an excuse to go and, you know, support the Lakers. Maybe we can
Why wouldn't you go,
get
Cap?
Some interviews.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I don't know. You know? Yeah.
I don't know.
The marathon, the half marathon training doesn't even factor into it because that's just like whatever. You do that anyway.
I know, but it's preseason basketball. Come on.
Cap, oh my.
I mean, I don't go to preseason football. I can't even believe I'm watching preseason football. But the only reason I'm watching preseason football is because I don't have interest in the Field of Dreams and the Little League World Series. It's not like kids from Southern California that I'm kind of rooting on here. So.
You're not going to Vegas to watch basketball. You're going to Vegas.
Okay, you see, now
it's just an excuse to go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You do your show from Vegas. You're there. I can't believe you have to convince this old man this. Come on.
I don't know, man.
Okay, good. Take a vacation day. I'll be there.
Two days.
What are the cons? What are the cons here, Jack?
The con is he can't go. That's the con.
Yeah, the cons are...
Do you not
have
permission?
No.
Think of all of the pocket smugglers that you could meet in Vegas if Rachel went to.
Oh, you want me to bring Rachel also?
I don't care. If you want to bring Rachel, bring Rachel. I don't care. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of a given at this point, right?
Oh, really? That she goes?
Well, I would assume so.
Look, Cap.
Yeah.
Lakers are in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's going to watch the game, but you get to do a show from there. You talk about what's going on. Hey, back and forth.
Maybe get some interviews.
You're also the Laker network. Station.
Right.
You complain about how nobody pays attention to you. There you are, present. Boom.
When do I complain that nobody pays attention to me?
When you have to borrow Sedano's jacket.
Oh, that's true. I did have to borrow Sedano's jacket.
Aren't you the one who says you want to interview LeBron?
I do want to interview LeBron. Well,
okay, then go to Vegas.
That's perfect. Perfect time and place to do that.
You think LeBron would do it because we're up there?
I don't know, but that's probably the best
chance.
You
have better odds.
Okay. All right. So let me just get this straight. We're making a lot of plans here. So we're going to do Vegas October 5th and 6th. And then we're going to do the half marathon. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a big week, Beto.
Yeah, I'll plug it into the calendar.
Good. I just looked at it. I'm going to be in Sacramento the night before for a fight. So I'm going to take the first flight out. I'll be there. I'll see you. Or I might even fly back that night. I'll be there October 9th in Long Beach.
You have a fight the night before in Sacramento?
Yeah, I just looked at my schedule right now.
October 8th?
Yes.
You ain't doing that half marathon.
Oh, I just said I'm going to do it.
I don't know, man.
Okay. I also said I'm going to be on your show, didn't I? Look at me now.
Look at you. Look at you. You are a superstar. Uh-huh. And a guy who just had a career highlight by you know, a walk-off grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or three-run home run.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, your next great accomplishment will be winning that half marathon.
No, I'm not winning. I'm just showing up, man. If we can inspire somebody to say, you know what? I want to go do something, too, get myself in better shape. That's awesome. That's what we do at the station. This is what we do with the show. We inspire people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. So you got 2 months to legit get going. Do you have to train? No. Is anybody going to ever ask you, what was your time? No.
Yes. If
they do, forget them. Yeah, just show them.
But people are going to ask you, though.
Show them the medal. Hey, what was your time? Here. What was your time? I finished. What was your time?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. My time is
You know what my time was? The beer garden. And, oh, they have a great VIP beer. Oh, my God, Cap. We're ready to go.
Oh, all right. See, now all of a sudden this is starting to sound a little bit more attractive.
Cap, you've done a bunch of these races. You know what it's like.
I know I have, but...
Porque te haces?
It's just that I haven't done it in a while. That's all.
I can't believe we have to convince you to do
something.
You don't
have to convince me. You don't have to convince me.
Forget it. Offer's off the table. I don't want you involved at all.
That's it.
I don't want you involved.
I'm out.
You're off.
I'm done.
You're done. Morales, you get the VIP tent October 9th in Long Beach. We'll take care of you. Lobster, burritos, there's a masseuse, champagne, all you want.
What day of the week is October 9th?
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, that's football. Yeah,
yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, me too.
Are the Rams playing on October 9th?
Yeah, they're playing.
What time of the day?
I don't know. During the day.
It doesn't matter. Hey, Cap, you're not invited anymore.
That's it. I'm out.
You're done.
I'm out.
Yes, man.
That's it.
What is this, the lobster festival?
We can make a lobster festival just for you.
what is it, Laura?
I'm not even a full hour in. I'm already mad
at you.
Half marathon?
Mm-hmm.
This fool was going to do it, but now he's complaining
much. You can meet us at the finish line, Chris.
What is that supposed to mean?
Chris,
that sounds like shade.
Wait, Chris Morales.
No, I just feel like you wouldn't want to do it.
To run? No, there's no need. But Chris, I'll take care of your VIP. I'll get you a
hotel. Well, now Lindsay's saying I can't run.
That's what she's saying. That's precisely what she's saying.
Listen, if you want to do it, I would love to run next to you. That would be fun.
Chris would need time to train.
Chris Morales, here's the deal. On October 9th,
can you believe this?
I just want to tell you, the Rams are playing the Cowboys.
Cappy,
your magic is here right now. Okay, the magic of the show right now.
Go ahead.
There was once a time where I was training in 2007 for the LA Marathon. Mm-hmm. I got up to 11 miles on the streets.
I believe you.
Then the shin splint set in, and my body's never been the same.
That's when you got to keep going.
I didn't. Well, I stopped.
Now's the time to try.
They heal after a couple months, Chris. Not 18 years later.
As the group Champagne once said, maybe we can try again, Kathy.
There you go. That's a good one. The Rams are home against the Cowboys, so right. Chris is not available that day.
Rams, Cowboys on Sunday, October 9th.
Yeah. Sunday night, though, right?
Yeah.
No, it's 1:25.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be busy.
Yeah. Chris is busy, or else he'd be there. Cap, what's your excuse?
That's a dedication.
That is my excuse. That's your excuse.
That is my excuse.
Baby. That's your excuse.
My excuse is it's Cowboys-Rams. It's too big of a game.
Okay, cool. Good. Out. Yeah.
No, you do it. You represent the show.
I'm going to represent myself.
Go ahead. You go rep you.
I already signed up.
You rep you.
I am.
Okay, so now the people aren't invited any longer.
No, the people are. You're not invited.
Okay, I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out. But Lindsay Baseball's in.
Absolutely. She's great.
Okay. All right. Lindsay Baseball, Beto Duran, you guys are in.
Yes.
Okay. I'm out.
Done.
Chris, we're out.
Oh, no. Chris is working.
I'm working.
So am I.
I feel like you always have to make things so complicated, Cappy.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I think I make things
very
simple.
All you
gotta
do is run and show up.
I think I make them really, really simple. I really do. I really feel that way.
Man, this Sedano size will come strong today, man. Who's filling in tomorrow for me?
Who's filling in for you?
Yeah.
No. Who's filling in for me? I'm going to the racetrack with Steve Mason tomorrow.
Stop it.
Yes, Linz, who'd you get for tomorrow?
There was no such request approved or even asked for.
What are you talking about? Of course I asked.
Not officially.
Oh, not it wasn't official?
Just because you ask on the air doesn't mean you get the day
Listen,
off.
Oh. Amanda sent out a very strict email the other day that said,
oh my God.
Just because you ask for a request, it's simply a request until it's approved.
Cappy, you really thought just because you said it on the air, you get the day off?
I thought everybody heard me and Mace were going to hang out together.
Yes, tomorrow. You're going to hang out? Doesn't mean you ask for the day
Cappy,
off?
Cappy.
Come on.
The funniest part of that was when you were talking about it, me and Greg were back there going, oh, who is he? Is he serious? I don't know because he's not getting the day off.
Hey, Cappy.
Yeah.
Hey, Cappy.
Yes, boss.
Your
yes,
ass
boss.
Ain't off tomorrow.
Oh, damn. You mean I got to spend another day with Beto?
You know that week you're supposed to have coming up?
Yeah.
You're working.
Come on.
Denied.
Come on. Denied?
Yeah.
Not denied.
Yeah.
No denied.
It's just a request until it's approved, Cap.
Thank you, Lindsay.
He sounds like Larry David.
It is called a request. Oh. It is up to me whether I approve it. You work for me.
Damn, I am your, you know what?
Employee.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of another
one. She is not messing around, too. I'm not even looking her way.
And don't think you can say stuff and I'm not listening.
Oh, I was hoping you were listening. And then you were like, oh, Cappy needs a day off on Friday because him and Mason are going to the track together.
He doesn't need.
No.
Going to the doctor, I need. I shattered my shin, I need. Right. I can't talk. I need.
Why can't Mason go with you on Saturday?
Because his dog. He needs to get back to his dog.
Why don't he just take his dog and put it, like, board it? Put it in one of those doggy daycares.
You problem.
I think it's a.
Take him to the doggy hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
I think his dog is not well. It's more like a doggy nursing home.
Okay, well, he'll leave the dog tomorrow, but not Saturday? What's the difference?
So Mason asked for the day off. He actually filed the email?
Mason put his request in a long time ago. Mm. He gave me all of his days. Mm.
May I just keep changing my days?
Unlike Cappy, who sends like a million different emails, changes the date, send an email that'll be like, actually, I don't need those days off now. I need these days off. And then he can't even remember when he's off, and nobody else can either.
Yeah, I'm unorganized, and I don't do a good job of planning. I admit.
Oh, this great tweet right here from Joey Arceo in the community.
What's he say?
Kaplan has major commitment issues.
Just ask Rachel.
Rachel. That's right. Hey, listen, I want to tell everybody that if you want to stream live sports and original content, the way to do it is ESPN Plus, and the way to do it is today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events, tons of college sports, including coast-to-coast college hoops. You get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. Stream anytime, anywhere. Amanda, this is for you. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. That's for you, boss. That is for you. All right. Stick around, everybody, because as we were talking about the Lakers and going to Las Vegas, here's a question. When is this Russell Westbrook issue going to get resolved? Because there's a whole lot of new rumors. Let's get to that. Beto's in for Sedano on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Thursday. On Sedano and Cap, the great Beto Duran, the Cisco Kid, of 710 is here.
Trying.
On this day back in 2007, the number one hit, Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls.
I like the song. He went to a Dodger game once. when this song came out, walking around the lower levels, getting mobbed. That was, it was pretty cool to see. A young kid. He was really young at that time.
Do you know what song he's sampling here? The great oldie?
Is it Under the Boardwalk?
No.
Close. Benny King, same artist, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Yeah, there you go. Good movie. Good movie.
Yeah.
You want to see a dead body? I brought the comb.
Is it Stand By Me? Is that the one where the kid pukes up all the blueberry pies?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that movie.
He ate all the, drank all the Cisco beforehand, the Crisco oil.
And then I saw some viral video today of a guy trying to do like 50 shots of Patron.
Oh yeah,
in
they
a
gave
bar.
Him like he like bet $1,000 that they couldn't do it.
Right, and so he's drinking like shot after shot after shot. He gets down to like 40 shots, and everybody's cheering for him in the bar. And then the next thing you know, he's being like pulled out in an ambulance or something, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, tequila's amazing when going down.
Yeah, I saw that video today. I was like, "What the hell are you doing, man?"
You would try it, wouldn't you?
No, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, could I do that? I mean, the answer is no. But even if you like lined up 10 shots of tequila and you were like, do this, I think I'd be having a really hard time. That guy was putting them down no problem. 39 and 40, he drank together. He put just poured them into his mouth.
Cap, what if it was 10 shots?
Let's do it.
Could you do it?
10 shots?
10 in 3 minutes.
Oh.
What was the thing that he was supposed to be doing?
Focus on you here.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to put it in perspective. He was going to do 50 shots of tequila. And was it timed?
It was a minute, right? Was it a minute?
No, I think it was longer than that. It had to be like 3 minutes.
Oh, no, that was a pepper guy, huh? The minute.
Yeah, the pepper guy. Come on, Cap, can you do 10 shots?
Could I do 10, maybe?
And
yeah.
Hold it down? There's got to be a time that you have to hold it down, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Could you?
No.
Really?
No.
So for a shot?
You know what you are. I'm not a shot taker. I'm a sipper, but I'm not going to take shots. I can't slam. I've never been able to slam shots. Like those Marines in Camp Pendleton, when you go down there to Oceanside. Rah, another one. Nope. I know better than that.
29 palms.
Yeah, Laura knows the Marines. They're friends.
I did not say that. I do have friends, but not friends.
So how much is 40 shots equivalent to? Is that like two bottles?
No, not that much. No.
Bottle and a half?
Is it more than a bottle?
I don't know. Well,
shots are an ounce, yeah. So.
Ooh. Ask the bartender here. Here
it's
she
true.
Is.
True. She would know.
Well, I mean, there's usually, what, like 32 ounces, I guess, in a bottle? I don't know. They're all different now.
Well, 700 milliliters. So I don't know what that. So,
Beto, are you not going to complain about all this math that's happening right now?
No, because it's involving alcohol. This
okay,
is good.
So 10 shots in a minute, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
All right, 40 shots of alcohol. You put that into Google, the first thing that comes up, can 40 shots of tequila kill an average person? This is good math, because this is stuff that matters, Cap.
Oh.
You have to know how many shots you can do, because this is educational for those, especially for the kids going out to college.
Facts.
Laura, you think you can do 10 shots of tequila in 3 minutes?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
She said 1 minute, though.
Either way.
Either way.
So, Sunset Room, September 17th. We're doing the Greg, Chris, and Lindsay, I think Lindsay's in on this. The birthday party. It's mainly my birthday party.
Attaboy.
But Greg and Lindsay want in, which is fine. September 17th, Saturday, at the Sunset Room over there in Hacienda Heights. I think we, because it can't be an official work thing, because we can't do the challenge then, in case somebody does get sick.
Yeah.
But we can do our own like challenge, our own rules.
Okay.
We can sanction our own event.
That's your birthday, September 17th?
No, my birthday is September 19th. We've been over this because we talked
about it. I know, but that's just not, it doesn't work for my calendar.
Yeah, it's a weekend. Canelo's fighting that day, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah.
September. Well, great. You can come watch it at the Sunset Room.
There you go.
Sunset Room, you should have that bomb burger, by the way.
I heard. So you're not going to come for my birthday?
I feel terrible, but my son is playing in a college football game, and I'm going to that
game.
Yeah,
we're going to go see the Hilltoppers, man. Come on. Right. Get with it.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure everybody else will be there.
I don't know.
So 3 minutes,
coming?
10 shots?
Mason will come.
No chance.
No, he will.
On a Saturday, Mason going to the other side of the 405? Yeah. Nope.
He'll have Juan drive him.
Nope.
Yeah.
There's no chance Mason goes to hang out.
Especially if there's listeners.
Nah. He's not.
And now he's down with the Brown, so he wants to press the flesh?
No, he's just jealous because Cappy went to East LA, so he wants to do it. No.
That'll get him there. Trust me.
No, he won't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
And Ireland?
I wouldn't even invite Ireland.
He doesn't leave the gates.
Yeah.
How about Keyshawn? Will Keyshawn come to your birthday party?
If he's in town,
his birthday
he'll
party?
He's in town. He'll come.
Go to the Sunset Room.
Yeah,
he knows George. So
it doesn't mean Keyshawn will say, "I'll stay in Calabasas."
No, he drove to West Covina to appear for 2 hours, dude.
He's not going to the Sunset Room.
Yeah, if he's in town. Now, I don't know if he might be in town. He might have an NFL Live duties that weekend.
Right. How about Shidano?
No chance. I don't know.
No chance.
I think if we got like a community thing going, I think Sedano would come to press the flesh.
Nope.
Yeah.
College football weekend.
That's true.
No, that weekend, Sedano and I were going to Denver.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, so we're not going.
Again, I made this more I made this more about the listeners, not so much the people I work with every day. As long as, like, Lindsay's there because it's her birthday, Greg, corporate Greg.
Corporate
Laura,
Greg.
Laura.
Greg.
Yeah.
Jorge, producer Jorge.
Man, he'll be there.
Yeah.
He's nice. Okay. Nice guy. Give him beer.
The
today.
Listeners. Shouts out to you, Tommy. Crypto Ray will be there.
Crypto
Ray
for sure is going to go.
Crypto Ray, yeah.
Shouts out to you, Tommy will be there.
How about Beto and Whittier?
Beto and Whittier will be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
The great Amanda Brown, I think we can get her there.
Corporate Greg. All right, so listen. One thing, we were talking about going to Vegas for the Lakers preseason games.
No, you were talking about you don't want to go.
Well, right, and I was saying I don't want to go. That's exactly right. Do you think this Russell Westbrook thing gets resolved before then? And I say Russell Westbrook thing and resolution, because today I'm reading everywhere that the Lakers are now finally willing to give up both first-round picks that they said they didn't want to give up both to get this Kyrie Irving thing deal done. Those seem to be the rumors out there. Beto Duran.
All of a sudden?
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're willing to give things up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means you better do something, right? If you're willing, now who's saying that they're willing to give them up? What are the sources? Because why would that come out right now as camp is right around the corner, right?
Here's the answer to your question. That move may have finally come on Wednesday when Christian Winfield of the New York Daily News reported that the Lakers are now willing to offer their second round draft pick. He says, he or she says, there doesn't seem to be much traction on the Durant deal, but the Lakers are now reportedly willing to include both their 27 and 29 first-round draft picks to deal for Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the report came from somebody in the New York Daily News.
Okay, so you're very adamant about let's get rid of Westbrook, right? Like, make something happen.
No, no. Actually, I'm not particularly adamant about that.
Now what is it?
What do you mean now?
Yeah, what are your stance?
My stance has been, if you have the heart of a champion, you try and figure it out. That's been my stance.
Okay, you have the heart of a champion.
That's right.
You got to figure things out.
Right.
Right? You have a new head coach who's been going on a bunch of different podcasts talking about how he's going to do things. If you have an organization that has a new show coming out, right? Jeannie's doing a lot of interviews, a lot of press about the new Hulu show. And she's getting asked questions about the team. You know, Jeannie's awesome. She's amazing the way she's going to answer the questions. She's not going to give you much about what the team's going to do, and she's going to say that's up to the front office. But if you're the Lakers, and I can't believe we're having a Laker talk on August 8th or 9th, whatever it is, but this is what everybody's talking about. What are you going to do with Russell Westbrook? What's going to happen? There has to be a resolution. You got to either get rid of him or say, you know what, we're going to commit to him the rest of the year. Do my personal opinion, does anything going to happen? Probably not, because you're still waiting to see what Kevin Durant is going to do. Right, Durant and the Nets owner, trying to figure out what they're going to do. So, if you're Brooklyn, you got a lot of other things to worry about than about Kyrie. If you're the Lakers, you might want to make a move, but then at what cost? We're just going around in circles here. There's going to be a report every couple of days about how they're moving on from here. It's tiring.
Don't disagree necessarily, and have been on kind of like an anti-Laker talk thing over the last maybe 2+ weeks. Actually, it's probably been ever since Sedano left. But today, all these reports that the Lakers are finally ready to make this move, thought we'd throw that out there in the ether.
They're ready to make the move, right? But I don't know. And I'm not questioning this reporter, but anytime it comes from the Daily News, isn't Daily News the tabloid?
New York paper, whatever.
Yeah?
You're not buying it, huh?
Who's...
Ooh, wait a second. That was a Sedano sigh. That was a Sedano sigh I just heard.
This is what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
How is it that information about the Lakers is coming out on the East Coast?
Well, I mean, it's probably somebody who covers Brooklyn.
But it's the Lakers information.
All right, I don't have the answer. I legitimately do not. I can make stuff up, but I don't have the answer for it. I'm going to start making stuff up. Coming up, though,
this is what everybody's doing right now with the NBA. You're making stuff up, man. That's all it is.
Well, that's why I haven't been talking about it. But, just
why bring
these reports.
It up? Then why bring it up?
This is why you get Beto mad.
No, because it's like, I don't get it. You're going to bring things up, and then you don't have an answer. Or you don't know. You're just like, interesting. Well, then why?
Wow, Copy.
I know. It's brutal. It's just unbearable.
Go back to Will Smith.
Unbearable. I know. Believe me. I get it. Stick around, everybody. Is Odell coming back to the Rams?
Oh, my
or
gosh.
Is he on his way to really? Buffalo? Let's have Beto break it down. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.